the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Morning to you, Jayden.
Morning, PT.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well also. Thank you very much for asking. George Michael's estate is going to sue a singer. What's going on here?
Yeah, big news. Clearly, his estate keeps a pretty close eye on everything that happens with the late George Michael, of course, sadly, no longer with us. And his estate has filed a lawsuit against this rapper and TikTok star named Tory Lanez, Lanez with a Z, not an S. And they have accused him of unlawfully sampling George Michael's big 80s hit Careless Whisper in his song Enchanted Waterfall. And this is where it gets really, really interesting, because his estate, George Michael's estate, they say that this Lanez character actually asked them last year if he could actually sample that particular track in his song, and they say that they said no, but apparently he went on and did it anyway. And I think it's probably quite obvious that he has sampled George Michael's song in his particular track, so it's all going to get very, very messy. Do you want to have a listen to the two of them and compare?
Let's compare the market, shall we? .com.au. Here's George Michael.
I'm never gonna dance again.
There you go. And now Tory. Jayden Forster, I think Tory's in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, so do I. I think it's pretty clear there that he sampled George's track. But obviously, I think the big question in all of this will be whether or not he has actually done that with or without permission from George Michael's estate. But look, he's got form. He has actually got form in this particular space. He got Madonna's Tiny Little Knickers in a big twist last year when he allegedly used part of her song Into the Groove in one of his tracks, and she was not happy. So It'll be very interesting to see what happens with this particular case as it moves forward.
Knickers and jocks in a twist. Well, watch this space. Jayden Forster, is Warnie going to be given a knighthood, a posthumous knighthood?
Well, I don't think so. It could happen, but it's not really as simple or as easy as the Prime Minister, say, opening the drawer and grabbing the sword, so to speak, to knight him posthumously, of course, but it would require monumental change, essentially, to amend the Constitution to make him a knight, given that they no longer exist. And also, if they were to be brought back, they are usually only given to people who are actually still alive. But look, that's what two guys from the website ShaneWarneLegacy.com well and truly want, and why they've started a petition on that particular website to try and make it happen. And they say that if they can't make Warnie a knight posthumously, then the next best thing would be to make him a companion of the Order of Australia, which is something that's been reported in the last week or so, that he may actually receive a OAM in the upcoming Queen's Birthday honours anyway. But in terms of a knighthood, I think it's very unlikely.
Surely ScoMo could get in touch with the royal family over there in the UK. I mean, they've got lots of swords, Jayden Forster. Lord knows, plenty of royals have already fallen on them. So surely they've got a spare one we could use to knight Warnie.
Yeah, well, I think this is actually in Australia. So this will be bringing back the knights and dames that we saw abolished by Malcolm Turnbull, if my memory serves me correctly, back about 6 or 7 years ago now. So, this will be an Australian honour, I believe. That's as far as what they're pushing for and petitioning for on that website anyway. But, needless to say that could also happen in the UK, of course, but I think that's probably unlikely as well, really.
Could be a combo knighthood. Kerry Bickmore's The Project replacement has been confirmed to wrap up our entertainment chat. Jayden Forster?
Yes, it has, and it actually takes two people to replace Kerry Bickmore on the project.
Really?
When she heads off. Yes, when she heads off overseas in April with her family for a holiday, I guess you could say, before the kids get stuck down into their schooling or their last final year of schooling. And overnight, Channel 10 has confirmed that Chrissy Swan and the journalist TV presenter Georgie Tunney with a T, she's actually Rob Mills's girlfriend, Millsy's girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
They worked together, actually, on the coverage of the Melbourne Cup Carnival for Channel 10 back at the end of last year, and she's replaced Kerry on the project over the new year, I think, as well. So, yeah, two very capable presenters who'll sort of tag team it in and out to replace Kerry Bickmore while she's away. I have to say, though, given that she's put her house here in Melbourne on the market, I wouldn't be at all surprised if she doesn't end up coming back to the project.
I would think so. She's a pretty popular girl, that one. And that wraps up our entertainment chat for this week. Jaden Forster, always a pleasure to have you on the big show. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Have a good one. If you're